The state's child welfare agency is facing questions this morning about whether it did enough to protect a 7-year-old boy from Hardwick who's now hospitalized in a coma. The Department of Children and Families acknowledges that it had been involved with the boy's family since February. The boy's father is charged with child abuse and is being held without bail. He's scheduled to be back in court next week. WBUR's David Boeri spoke with the boy's mother, Amber Loisel, who's waiting to find out whether her son survives. And this warning to listeners, some details in this story are disturbing.
He has the most beautiful soft blonde hair. He was squeezing my hand, and I just know that he's going to come back.
Loisel says her 7-year-old Jack is still in a coma. He's been that way since July 14th, when his father, Randall Lintz, called 911 to report finding him unresponsive. Police and medical personnel found signs of starvation, dehydration, bruises, and burns. And Lintz, who was granted sole custody of the child last year, was arrested and charged on Wednesday with assault and battery and reckless endangerment.
Has he been in the care of
DCF? I'm not at liberty to discuss any of that information because it is a private family matter. So my lawyer instructed me not to speak anything about it.
On Wednesday, Loisel had accused DCF of clear negligence. Yesterday, she was taking pains not to talk about DCF or the boy's father, since the matter is also in family court. Meanwhile, the DCF, which declined to comment on the case 10 days after the 911 call, acknowledged last night that indeed DCF had been actively engaged with both the boy and his father since February. And they had seen them 3 times this month, while the boy continued to lose some 25% of his weight, according to a hospital pediatrician.
It's been confirmed that your son was supposed to be under the protection of DCF. The appearance here is that they didn't do their job.
That's something I can't talk about.
You can talk right about now. Your personal feelings without talking about the case.
My personal feelings are that I'm upset that this happened to my son and that something could have been done.
According to sources familiar with the case, the report that triggered DCF's involvement came from Jack's elementary school. Under the law, schools are mandated to report reasonable suspicion that a child is suffering from abuse or neglect. There were also indications at school that the boy was stealing food. A police report estimated his weight had dropped from 50 pounds to 38, and that his father withheld food and drink. The report also indicated the boy suffered from bleach burns, the result of the father's forcing his son to wash the floors because, according to one source, the boy was apparently urinating on himself. Yet, DCF says that one of its social workers saw the child on June 29th. Until he was arrested, Randall Lintz lived with his girlfriend, her 3 young children, and Jack. He separated from Loisel before their son was born and later contested paternity. His criminal record, according to a law enforcement source, indicates that Jack's mother sought a restraining order against Lintz 9 days after Jack was born.
Yes, there was a restraining order in place.
Can you tell me why?
For violence, for threatening to hurt me.
A dangerousness hearing scheduled for today has been rescheduled until next week, because Lintz's first attorney is no longer representing him. The reason is sobering. John Medio is not on the list of attorneys qualified to represent defendants in murder cases. Lintz's new attorney is. The Department of Children and Families last night stated it immediately took custody of the child on July 14th. That, of course, was after the child fell into a coma. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.